This is Sean with Voices of SAE, and I'm speaking to Greg Neal. Greg, how you doing?
Awesome. How about you, Sean?
I'm all right. So you were my little bro in the fraternity. And but before we get to that, where were you born, what city, and what year?
I was born in 1975 in Danville, Indiana.
Okay. So where are you currently living, and what are you doing for work?
I live in Columbus, Georgia. I've been here about 25 years now, and I work for myself.
So what do you do?
I do wholesale of automobiles and ATVs and lots of different motorized vehicles.
So if somebody wanted to buy something that you were basically, do you hunt for people, or how does that work?
Mostly to dealerships. I sell mostly to dealerships. I do some individual sales, but primarily to dealerships.
So what if one of the alumni would want you to find them a car or a four-wheeler, would you be able to do that for them?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Okay. Do you have a company name, or is it just you doing it?
I do it myself.
All right.
Sure, my name.
All right, so where'd you go to high school?
I went to Carmel High School.
And when you got to Ball State, what was that initial connection to SAE?
Sean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what was the initial connection to SAE when you got to Ball State?
I just liked the guys that were there when I was looking at the fraternities. Plus, I had a good friend in my dorm, Jeremy Johnson, who brought me there, too.
Jeremy Johnson. I remember when you and Fabro, who is no longer with us, and Bayless were coming into Rush, and you walked to the top of the stairs. And I remember that was the first time I met you. So what were the aspects of the brothers or whatever that you really liked?
Just down to earth guys that were just kind of on a playing field, and they just were, you know, just down to earth guys. I just liked the way everybody treated you when you came in at Rush, and it was just a good atmosphere, and I enjoyed the house and the location and that type of thing.
So who was, what was your pledge class name and year?
We pledged in 94 as Beta Nu.
Beta Nu, and who was your pledge trainer?
Mark Pellicer.
Mark Pellicer, and then Sweetheart, who was the Sweetheart at that time?
That I don't remember.
You can't remember who the Sweetheart was. All right.
No, I don't remember when I pledged who our Sweetheart was.
Okay. So what would be some favorite moments, funny moments, cool moments with the brothers, some stories you got?
A thing that I thought was pretty funny, I remember being a pledge, and we had some kind of like telethon at Ball State, and I was working the phones, and the fraternity brothers kept calling in and just pulling pranks while I must have been the first one on the line of the phones that the lines were coming in at, and they just kept doing funny things over the phone, trying to get me to do funny things on the phone. I think we were on the camera too that night at Ball State, so I thought that was pretty funny, and just good times at Ball State. Still remember them today. It's been well over 20 years since I've been there. So
if you were going to give the actives some advice, what would it be for how they should get the best out of their time there?
Well, I would say study, because school is such a small time of your life, and it is good to enjoy yourself, but also study hard so that you can get a good job when you come out with a degree that's going to work for the, you know, the workforce, and remember that your time at school is extremely short.
And so how do you think SAE kind of prepared you for the afterworld?
Well, I'd say the fraternity prepared me, it brought me kind of out of my shell and made me much more social with people, and that transpired into my career that I've been doing for over 20 years.
Okay. And so as far as experiences with brothers after college, do you have any that kind of stick out?
Well, it was funny. When I first moved to Columbus, Georgia, I was out at a nightclub, and being 700 miles away, you don't expect to see somebody from Ball State, and I saw Christian Horvath at one of our bars in downtown Columbus when I was probably about 22 years old when I had first moved to Columbus, and he was here, so that was kind of a unusual thing that would happen, being 700 miles from Indianapolis.
All right, so something that I want to know, because I was your big bro. How would you describe me back in the day, and what are some aspects of what you thought about me then and just the whole whatever? How would you describe Kirker?
Knows no strangers. Knows everybody, and everybody enjoys Sean, and very very well connected with people and outgoing.
Okay. So, Fabro, Matt, who was both of our good friends, and he's now since passed away, when you went SAE and he went Delt, and you guys were best friends playing soccer in high school at Carmel, how was that whole dynamic? Did he blow you any smoke for going SAE, or what's kind of the overall with that?
No, not really. I'd say he was... Because he didn't pledge till the following year, I think it was, to the Delt. But, I'm sure we messed with each other, but it's all good. I hung out with him and in his fraternity, and they hung out with us. And
so that's the thing.
That's the thing, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that. There's always rivalries, but there's always, you know, they're guys too. And they're,
yeah.
And you end up having
exactly.
Lifelong friendships, you know, just with other guys that are in other houses too. But, you know, so what would be probably one of your fondest fun moments at the house, or funny moments at the house, that you just remember somebody doing something wacky?
I think I remember one of my most bold memories was Pledge Night, listening to Inner Sandman with all the Pledge Brothers around and just having a good time, and people just acting a fool that night with our new Pledge class. It was a good memory in 1994.
Okay. Any other ones?
No, that's probably it.
You mentioned something about some stairs. Why don't you go ahead and...
Well, I thought that it was neat. It was funny that same night, one of my Pledge brothers, I remember him falling down the main staircase of the stairs, just rolling down it because he was so drunk.
I thought you'd said that he dove down them, like he was stair diving.
You remember how tall those stairs were? It is one flight.
Well, I remember multiple guys stair diving down those stairs and ended up in front of the front door. That was Brandon King. I remember he did that a couple times. But anyway.
I remember going up to grab a beer one night and grabbing it, and it was full of tobacco, and take a big swig of it. And I remember puking off the back porch. You remember that raised porch we had up there?
Yes, up off the second, the cold dorm room. We had a bar and a pool table up in there at one point, too. But
yeah, that's right. It was the cold, the way everybody slept at one time. Then the pool table came up there.
Right. Well, right on. Well, listen, I appreciate you sharing. I know the actors.
No problem.
We'll love hearing it too. And, you know, and you're going to be able to kind of hear, them kind of tell where they're at and their stories, and maybe one would end up moving down in your direction and get a hold of you.
That'd be cool. Thanks, Sean.
All right, man. We'll stay on the line.